This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the third morning in a row, Ferguson residents weren't picking up tear gas canisters along West Florissant. As tensions ease, we wanted to get a feel for where things stand for people who live and work around the epicenter of protests in Ferguson. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd has our story.
There are a lot of places I can take you to get a sense of what life is like on West Florissant right now, but we only have time to make three stops. So, to get things rolling, let me introduce you to Herc Harris.
And we had Red's Barbecue on West Florissant and Canfield.
Harris manages Red's, and when looting broke out after a peaceful protest 12 days ago, Red's Barbecue was hit pretty hard. Plywood covers all of its windows. Now, Harris says he doesn't condone violence or property damage of any sort. But as an African American, Harris says he understands the frustrations that brought so many protesters to Ferguson.
Every time you turn around, then the system always failed them, you know, getting true justice.
But when things started to calm down, Harris thought to himself, even though the restaurant is closed, why not just fire up a grill in the parking lot?
Good food, you know, helps bring people together.
Yeah, it's a power barbecue, right?
Of course, of course.
By noon, Red's is open for business, and a line starts to form. Reporters from around the world begin showing up. They ask a few questions, get some footage of them working, then order a big plate of rib tips.
Did you ever think you'd have journalists from around the world tasting your barbecue?
No, never. It's awesome.
Harris says they have deep ties in this neighborhood. It will take some time to rebuild, but he says Red's Barbecue isn't going anywhere. And with that, let's go to stop two. To get there, we'll take Northwinds Estates Drive, where cicadas are humming on a hot and humid Missouri afternoon. I'm taking you to Oakmont Townhomes, a little more than a football field away from the burnt-out Quick Trip that's become a landmark during protests in Ferguson. This road has no outlet, and police have been using concrete barriers to block off the street in an effort to control large crowds of protesters. Many residents say the tactic makes them feel trapped. Linda James sits alone in her apartment.
We're over here in this war zone, and just seem like no one cares, you know, it's just, oh, that's y'all problem.
The nights when protesters clashed with police, tear gas seeped under her door. She worried about the bullets flying around, both rubber and real. James isn't sleeping much. Yeah, it's been quiet for a few nights, but she says who knows if that will last.
We have no idea when this is going to be over. I really don't think anyone does.
In the meantime, people are trying to help out. This is going to take us to our last stop, the Canfield Green apartment complex. This is where Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson fatally shot Michael Brown on August 9th. Miranda Jones is a manager for Better Family Life, a nonprofit that focuses on things like healthcare and affordable housing. They've set up a tent here, offering food and free health screenings.
Because we knew that they could not get out. The stores that they use are now either destroyed or, you know, they're closing up early, so that's why we're here.
And they're not just in Canfield Green. Remember Stop 1, Red's Barbecue? Better Family Life set up a tent there. Stop 2, where Linda James was alone and anxious in her apartment, they opened up a counseling center in a vacant unit a couple of doors down. Jones says the idea is to build relationships they can use to help people long after the international media pull up stakes and the crowds leave.
I have so many cell phone numbers and I'm getting a lot of calls all day, so we've made real, real relationships.
And while she welcomes the calm, Jones says the end game isn't going back to the way things used to be. She says it's time to deal with long simmering frustrations in the African American community that boiled over during the past 2 weeks, and focus the eyes of the world on a few blocks in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.